Okay. Okay, we're going to continue from where we stopped last week, in the middle of Perek Gimel. Just to quickly recap, the Ramchal was explaining to us, Adam Arishon, at least towards the end of the, where we ended last week, that there's a difference between the creation of man, or the matzah of man, before the Chet of Adam Arishon, and after the Chet of Adam Arishon. Before the Chet of Adam Arishon, Adam, as he was created, had equal Bechira. There was nothing pulling him to either way. It was equal. If he would have chosen correctly, he would have been purified his guf, straight into Olam Haba, he says, and basically would have been close to the end of the story. However, after he was Chayte, so things changed, because the Chesrainus that there were in the Bria before he was Chayte were not his fault. That's just the way it was created for Bechira. However, after he sinned, so then the Chesrainus were his fault, and therefore he himself was the Siba for Ra, so it became part of his Teva, and now the job of man became much more difficult, because first he has to get rid of all the Ra that he caused himself, and then you still have the old job of man to be Bechir between the two sides, the Tov and the Ra. Okay, that's where we ended off. Now, the Ulam. Movad Kolzeh, besides for all of this, Gozra Midas Dino Yisvarach Shemai, the Midas Hadin of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Gozer, Shelo Yuchlu Loi HaAdam V'loi HaOlam Me'ata Hagia El HaShleimus Oidam Batzura Shenis Kalkula. Another effect of Adam Rishon's Chet was that man and the world cannot reach Shleimus Batzura Shenis Kalkula in the form that they are now, that they ruined. Man ruined himself by choosing Ra. The whole world then also, Ra came into the world. The whole world took on a whole different purpose. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, besides for the job of man becoming much harder, he decided that it's impossible for man to now reach his shleimus and do tachlis ha'adam in this form. Dehainu atzura sheyesh lam achshav sheba nisra b'hara. This form that he has now, that has so much ra, and it's his fault that he was nisra b'hara, el yitzarech lahem behechrich avar mavar ha'hefzit. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam decided that the way it has to be, in order to then reach finally the shleimus, a person has to go through a stage of hefzid. Dehainu, hamisa la'adam, v'hefzid l'cholshar ha'hoivim sheniskalkalu imay. The person, there's now a concept of death, and through death, it's called, as we'll see, hefzid, a loss, it's going to a breakdown of the world as is, of the person as is. And it's a hefzid of all other things that exist that were ruined because of it. Meaning the world itself also cannot come to its shleimus in the matzav it is now. The world has to have a stage of misa and then rebuilding. The way we explained it before Adam Arishon was Chaytei, the neshama had a kayach that if it would have chosen l'tayv, it would have purified the guf, and would have schlepped the guf with it to such an ilui, to such a madrega, it would have gone straight to Olam Haba with the guf. However, now the neshama does not have the power to be mezachek haguf. Ela achar sheteitze mimenu tchila. The first thing we need is that the neshama must leave the guf, v'yamus haguf, and the guf has to die. V'yipasei, and it has to be broken down. V'oz yachter v'yibana binyan chadash. And only then could it be rebuilt as a binyan chadash. Which means that there is some type of ziko, there's some type of purification that happens after a neshama leaves the guf, and the guf is then in the kever. and being in the kever and breaking down is metaheres aguf, it purifies it from those chisroinos that was added to the guf after the chet of Adam Arishan. Because if not for the chet of Adam Arishan, the guf wouldn't have to go through any level of misa, and would the neshama would be mezachet straight into Olam Haba. But now this ra and this chisaron that was added after chet of Adam Arishan, that has to be solved through some type of purification process by kever. After the guf goes through such a purification process, then says the oz yafsir v'ivana binyan chadash, then it's going to be rebuilt. The same guf is going to be rebuilt, but now it's a different guf because it's purified from all those chesroinus. It's now going to be like Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. It's going to be like Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet, and then v'sikanes v'ha neshama uzizakechayu. Then the neshama will be able to go back into the guf. This guf that it should have gone into before, because if the guf wouldn't have sinned, if Adam Arishan wouldn't have sinned, this is what the madrega would have been. And now it has a kayach to purify it. Meaning, Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet was not at perfection. He had the Bechira. And the Bechira was, does he do the Taiv? Mizakhet et Aguf, he goes Layam Haba. Choose the Ra. And what happens with the Ra? We, man, or all of mankind, there's a concept of Misa, that there will be a purification of the Guf. And then the Guf will be rebuilt like Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet, which means, again, not perfection. Adam Arishan wasn't perfect. But it's going to be a different avaida. V'tikanes by neshama uzakheyu. The neshama will go into the guf now and be able to purify it. But there's going to be a difference. Meaning, the difference is that Adam Arishan kaidem achet, his avaida and the avaida of the neshama was the avaida of bechira. The avaida of bechira to choose taiv and lera. Lasilavai, when the guf is going to be rebuilt, there's no more Avaida Bechira. This is the world of Avaida. That's the world of Schar, as we explained. But the Guf is still not perfect yet, so the Neshama comes in and purifies it. How is that? That's the way we explained the other time, is that even in Olam Haba, there's going up Milas. We said the person, the Lashon we said was, that he said, "Misaneg v'hoylich b'shleimus asher kamei," like we said last time, that he keeps on growing. Tamin de the chachamim ain lahem menucha. They don't have menucha. They keep on growing because the neshama now comes and will purify the guf. But with what? Not with that avodas habechira like Adam Rishon had. This is going to be like we said last time. All of the Torah and mitzvahs, all of the Torah and mitzvahs that a person did in this world, the neshama now is going to be able to reap its schar. Everything that was invested in the neshama, it will now affect the guf and purify the guf through those Torah and mitzvahs. As we said, it's like planting it in ourselves, that l'olam haba, it'll grow, it'll get bigger. And again, as we said, the more refined the person appreciates it more, it goes up higher and higher, and a person gets more and more hana from the same Torah and mitzvahs. But again, the guf will be rebuilt, like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet, and then the neshama will go in and purify it. V'chein ha'olam kulay, and we'll explain, he's going to be markav and explain this idea. V'chein ha'olam kulay yuscharav mitzuras ha'shalata. So not only mankind, the world itself is going to be destroyed from the tzura it's now. V'yashu v'yibana b'tzura acheres ru'i l'shleimus. It will be rebuilt in a different tzura, in a different form, but a form that's ro'i for shleimus. Valkain, and therefore nigzar al adam sheyamus v'yachzer v'yichya. It was nigzar on a person that there has to be misa and then he'll live again. V'hu inyan tchiyas hameisim, and that is inyan tchiyas hameisim. Tchiyas hameisim is that a person should get back up again with his new guf, his renewed guf, his purified guf. His neshama will then re-enter him, and that's olam haba. That's where he's going to get schar for his Torah and his mitzvahs. And the world also has to be destroyed, because he can't have this pure man in this world full of chesroinus. It has to be a world that's matim to the man. V'inyan ma she'amru chachamim zecharni lebracha shita al peshana ha'va'alma. Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin that the world is going to be 6,000 years. V'char kariv, then there's going to be one of Khorban, u'l'saif al shana. In other words, char means 1,000 years of kariv, u'l'saif al shana. At the end of that 1,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayzer mechadesh ha'salam, is going to rebuild it again. And now it's going to be the place where the purified and rebuilt man has a place to reap his char of olam haba. V'hine, l'fi shayrish zeh, zman hagmol ha'amiti, according to the way I'm explaining, said to Ramchal, the true zman hagmol of payback, the hainu zman kibul aschar shezacharnu l'mayla, we said that there's two zmanim, there's a zman of avayda, of work, then there's a zman of getting your schar, umekaymai, and its place, hu'achar hatchiyah. The way I'm setting up this whole story, said Ramchal, is that the real place you're going to get schar is after Tchiyas HaMeisim ba'olam sheyischadish, in that new world. Va'adam yehanebay begufa v'nishmasay. And the man who's going to reap his char is not just a neshama, it's a neshama and a guf. His neshama and a guf, his guf is going to get hana there. Be'yitz gufay mezuchachay edei nishmasay. How is his guf going to be there and get hana? Because it's going to be purified by his neshama. In addition to the zichuch that happened in the kever. It's the zichuk in the kever, and then the neshama comes, and is also, as he says, purifies it even more. And through the neshama, purifying the guf, now the guf could get hana. Again, Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet wasn't ready for Olam Haba. He needed to choose Taif. He didn't. When we're rebuilt after Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're rebuilt as Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. The guf has the potential to reap tithe, but not yet. It hasn't jumped that level. Again, our avodah is not avodah habechira. Everything we did in this world, in our neshama, will then kick into the guf, elevate the guf through the Torah and mitzvahs that the neshama has in it, purify the guf even more, and now the guf with the neshama are ready to reap the schar and olam haba. People are going to be different there. People's madregas and their milas are not going to be the same. A person's madrega and his mila, how much his ilu is, what his neshama does for him, and where he stands, is dependent on what he did in olam avayda. And the amount that he tried to get from shleimus. According to the shear that a person worked in this world and did Torah and mitzvahs, the neshama itself will shine. His dayar will shine. The soyer beguf, and then it will lighten up and shine into the guf. And that's the way it's going to purify the guf. The ar haneshama, the light, is going to be so strong that you'll be able to see it through the guf. It will be shining through the guf. And that's how it's going to purify the guf. The Ramchal in other places talks about Adam Arishan Kaidam Achat looked like this. His neshama did shine through his guf. It wasn't the iloy to get to Olam Haba, but the neshama wasn't hindered by the guf the same way it's hindered the way our guf is. La'achar bechet. Vasilavai, we're all going to be like that. The Chazal Darshan Sukkim, Ufneim Daimus Lechama, there's Midrashim that say there's seven groups of Sadiqim, their faces are Daimus to the sun. You find this idea of they're going to look like and shine like the sun. There's Midrashim that talk about Hashem, the Mechadish Pneim Kegilgul Chama, their faces are going to look like the sun. The Pshad is the Neshama is going to shine through, purify the Guf, V'yiknu Shneim Yikaru Maila. And both of them are going to acquire yikar, which is kavod, umayla, and an elevation, again, according to the amount that the person was tereach and kaina in this world. The Torah and mitzvahs that he is kaina in this world is the battery, so to speak, in how much his neshama is going to shine. The stronger the battery is, the more power to the light, the more powerful the light's going to be. The battery is shvach, so the light is shvach. So the light of the neshama, which in turn has the power to purify the guf and bring it up to its level of where it's supposed to be, is dependent on how much is put into it. How much in this world, chayoylam, how much is put in, not abisecheinu, how much a person plants in this world. Then, when he's at this madrega of the neshama and the guf, is one unit of purification of maila, v'yiruim liskar v'l'adam baruch hu, then a person is right to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The layer bar panav, the lehanas betuba amiti, and to feel the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam's face, the lehanas betuba amiti, and to get hana, and that's the true dveikus. That's where we started off. The whole Indian is to get dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be nana from the Ribbono Shel Olam's ar, from his ar panim. We get it here. It's all muffled. It's very shvach. The way it finally comes through this world, and olam haba, it's going to be clear. It's going to be every person with his madrega is going to be nana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Va'amnam, the yoshe nigzera hamisa la'adam u'chamayisha zakarnu, because it has been commanded on a man that there's death, like we mentioned, v'nimtza, and it comes out shehamurkav hazeh, this murkav, this guf that's made up of two parts of a neshama and a guf, tzarek sheyiparid is manma, we said they have to separate itself. And only later it's going to come back together. Hine gam bizman haperid hazeh. At this time when they're separated, roi shiyam mochim l'shnei hachalokim hamispardim nois l'mashanir to laperid ahuk. The obvious thing is the neshama has its tafkid when it's separated from the guf, or its needs. And the guf, we haven't explained the neshama's needs yet, but we have explained the guf's needs. The guf needs to be in a kever to get a zichur in the kever. So in this separation, it's roi that both parts that are separated should be in a place that is good for this separation, what to serve the purpose of the such separation. Because both parts, the neshama and the guf, are not just here waiting for tchiyas hameisim. It's not that they're waiting for it, they're preparing for it. What they're going to do in whichever place they are is a preparation for tchiyas hameisim. V'nei haguf, as we said, tzarech sheyachzor liyusayda, has to be broken down to back to its elements, v'tziparet hakavatzai, v'tzibatzai tzuratzai, and all its elements that make up the guf have to then separate, and his whole tzura has to be lost, it has to be broken down, and that's called zichuch. That's called the purification. That's what's called in some of the svarim called chibut hakever. You find in such an thing called chibut hakever. That means that while lying in the kever, there's a purification that goes down of the breaking down of the gashmias of the guf. And this is not only, as we're explaining, because of averus. Averus is one thing. Even someone who never did an avera, the very being of a body is that it's kosher l'taivas olam hazeh, that it has a shaychis olam hazeh, and it's gashmius. In order to get to olam haba, there has to be some type of purification from that. And even you find we have tzaddikim, certain tzaddikim who never did any averus at all. Binyamin, Chazal tell us, Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, Kilav ben David, they only died only because of the gzeira of the chet of Adam Arishan. What does that mean? That means because there's two halves to what happens to the guf. There's the ra that a person did and was machnes into himself, that there needs to be a purification to get to olam haba. And this is a very simple concept, because you find anyone who's when you want to purify gold or silver from all the everything that's in it, so you break it down, everything separates, and then you reform it again. And the same idea is with the guf. You want to take out all the impurities, so you have to break it down and rebuild it, and the impurities leave. So there's the impurities that a person adds into himself with his averus, and then there's those people who have no averus. So what they die for? Because since the world became much more megushim, the guf became a guf that's not roi anymore to olam haba, as is, because of the chet of Adam Arishon, so therefore, they also need to go through the zichuch in the kever. So therefore, there's a mitzvah. That's what it means. They died only because of the gzera by the chet of Adam Arishon. Not just because there was a gzera, everyone has to die. The whole mitzvah of every single body in the world makes it necessary for a death in order that they should be able to make it to olam haba. Masha Amar Rahel Vahim and Avram Sari, since they come from dust, they love Yashuv. That's where you go back. You have to go back to the Makar. Who Masha Amar is Baruch Shmai Lodom, Ki Aparato Velofer Tasha. Achanishama Azaych Vimasev. But that's all the goof. That's understandable. But the neshama that is zaycha through its actions, the Torah and the mitzvahs that's in it, it's going to come to Olam Haba. Hine ein la elo litzapes at shiotza baguf ma shetzarek lasis. The hainu atacha v'hafsed barishayna. He's waiting, the neshama's waiting, or she's waiting, until the goof does what it needs to do, breaking itself down. Vayishar b'afar kalaz ma shetzarek. And it's waiting around while the goof remains in the offer the amount of time that's necessary for it to be there. And it's waiting, Rahibanas Mechadish Afakach. It's waiting for the goof then to be rebuilt afterwards. Lishitashu Likanisbay. Now here it sounds like, just if you really want to be Madaik in his words, there's two ways, I don't know on which. There's different girsais over here how to have it. Some girsais say lishetashuv and some say lichishetashuv likanisvay. So those who read it lichishetashuv with a kaf, it's mashma that after the neshama goes back into the guf, then it gets rebuilt. Lishetashuv sounds like the guf is first rebuilt and then the neshama goes back in. I'm not sure if it makes a difference and just exactly how it's going to happen, and there seems to be a shaila how to be geiris. I don't know what it says over here in this sheet, but I have over here the shatashu, but they think down there's other girsas. So if you have a different girsa, that will make a difference in the girsa which way it is. Now, while the neshama is waiting around, like what does it do? So there has to be a place. That's why there's something called the Olam HaNeshamas. Shebati kanesna HaNeshamas hazoiches acharei tzeisa mi'aguf v'seshev neshamim kaimenucha. That's where the neshamas enter, the neshamas hazoiches, after they leave the guf, and they'll remain there in this makom menucha. Why is it a makom menucha? There's little work for the neshama to do. When it was in this world, it was working very hard with the bechira, trying to get a person to do the right thing. And over there, it has no work. It's resting over there. Kol zman iskagala laguf and yonim aruim iskagala. The whole time that the guf has to go through all the things necessary for it, the neshama is over there. Hine. Kol zman. Kol azman ahu sishkoina neshama sahein v'maylu v'tanis. The neshamas over there, they remain and they rest, the maila, again, according to whichever level in ruchnis they are, but they have a maila, and they have a tainig, it's pleasurable for them. Ne'ein mashi inosun lem achrakach v'zman agmul ha'amisi shezachanu l'mayla. It's a ne'ein, it's a little bit, it's similar to what they're going to get on a much greater level in Olam Haba. They feel that a little bit in the Olam HaNeshamas. Where they are in the Olam HaNeshamas also depends what type of neshama it is, what you do in your life. The same way we measure how much payment and reward is in Olam Haba is the same way we measure where the neshama is in that world called Olam HaNeshamas. So therefore, again, it depends where it's going to be. But the true shleimus that's destined to those who are zaycha, the guf doesn't get it on its own, and the neshama doesn't get it on its own. It's only when they're going to get back together. The true gmul, the purpose of Adam to get to Olam Haba, that Olam Haba is not a neshama Olam Haba and not a guf Olam Haba. It's the chibur of the neshama and the guf. Besides for the fact that the Olam HaNeshamas is a place, sounds like as if nothing else happens over there. The neshama goes on a vacation, the guf nevach has to go through its purification process, not the shenevach, it's an investment for the future, that's how it's going to wake up in Olam Haba. But it sounds like the neshama is just waiting around with nothing to do, enjoying himself. Hine oitel is gedoyla nimtzos boila neshames atzman v'achareim l'guf. It's a mistake. There's a great tayelus that the neshama gets, and being that it gets it, when it's going to go back in the guf is also going to be nana from there. L'mashi yitzarech, achakach b'zahan atzkiyah, what's going to be necessary after tzias ha-meisim. What am I talking about? Ki akar shahisa agzer al adam, shalo yagiyo l'shleimas al achare amavis. Since there was a gzera, a man, that he should not reach shleimas, only after death. Apal pi shekvar nir alay mitzay maisav oidenu chai, even though it's possible that you would think that his actions warrant that he should, he's roy for it, mitzad ma'isav eidenu chai, while he's still alive. But as we said, the Rabbanu Shalom was geyser that it can't happen. There needs to be a misa and a tchia. Now it has to be his actions while he's alive, as he explains in the brackets. Kizu azeh lehoya magi loy ma'ilam. Shein zman knias ha'shleimus alabayilam azeh sarmamavis l'chmash zakarnu. The true Zman of Kniyat HaShleimus is in this world. And truthfully, if the Zman of Kniyat HaShleimus is in this world, so perhaps you'll say, I got it here, so now it's finished, I'm done. I should get the reward here also. But we were geizered out like that. The Rabbanu Shalom was geizered has to be after Atchiyas HaMeisim. But Oy Nimshach Min HaGzera HaZois Shama Kol Zman HaYoyse Baguf Ba'ilam HaZeh. Another thing that came from this Gzera is that the neshama calls manit in the guf, shaharad davuk boy, shei efsher shei par mimenu legamri, tiagam hi chashucha v'amuma. The neshama, with all of its shine and all of its milas of being kulei ruchni, calls manit in the guf, and the guf is something that is davuk tara. Shei efsher shei par mimenu legamri. It's impossible for the guf to separate itself from Ra. That's just the way it is. Tiagabhi chashucha v'amuma. So the neshama is also darkened, and amuma means it's like compressed, it's like flickering. You find that, like you have coals, hot coals, they have a fire in them, there's no flame, you don't actually see the flame. And the same idea is with the neshama. The neshama has a flame to it, has a shine to it, but it's inside of it, it's flickering, you can't see it, it's darkened. And this means to say that even though the neshama, through Torah and mitzvahs, is kind of a certain amount of shleimus, the true shine of that shleimus, and the true purpose that that shleimus could accomplish from the neshama, to purify the guf, you can't see it. You can't see really what, it doesn't let the neshama do its job because the guf, which is ra, does not let it come out. Like I just said, just even though it's true, through the ma'itim ha'tayim a person does, the neshama is kind of shleimus. It can't be revealed in the guf. And the neshama cannot shine the way that it should shine because of this power that you're giving it through Torah and mitzvahs. It's all in there, but it's all suppressed until the time that it's given, that it's going to be able to be revealed. Don't make a mistake. What's holding it back from shining is not the neshama. The neshama is tahira. Ki mitzara guf, kemoisha zakhanu. The guf, with its ra, it makes it that the neshama can't do its job. Vu atzmi mafti bozeh. And by definition, the neshama is now lacking. It loses. Shelo yikavu kol oisa azman hazikuch shahayaroi sheyikavu. Kemoisha zakhanu. The neshama, I'm sorry, the guf loses. Kimitara guf, who asked me after the here he's saying the guf loses. The guf loses a lot. Why? Because the neshama's job really should purify the guf. If the guf doesn't allow the neshama to shine, by definition, it's hurting itself because now the neshama can't do its job and it can't be mezachik the guf. Amnon gam himas said this. But it's not only that, the neshama also loses. Shikvusha ba'atma v'niyachayla ilafashid zareya. Since it's compressed, suppressed in itself, and it can't have its shine come out, it can't spread out, that's a loss. In other words, you might think to yourself that the neshama, by having everything in it, is not losing anything. Person has a lot of money, let's say, for example, a mashal, person is very rich, and for whatever reasons, he can't spend any of his money, or he can't help anyone else out with it. The money he still has. There'll come a time when those things, those ikuvim, that don't allow him to use his money now, if they go away, then he'll be able to use it. But he hasn't lost anything. The moment, it's just on hold. So you would say the same thing with the neshama. The neshama is getting tired, the neshama is mitzvah, it's getting everything, it's getting the power to shine, it's just not happening yet, you have to wait till the time is right. But it's not true. By definition, the avoid of the neshama is to shine. The avoid of the neshama is to purify the guf. When it can't do its avoid, that itself is a loss. Not being able to fulfill its tachlis is by definition a loss. It's not just on hold. It is on hold, and it's going to get it later. But at the moment, it's not able to fulfill its tachlis. That's called a hefset. Number one, it can't spread itself out. And number two, it can't do its tafkid to be mezachich the guf. Now, it doesn't mean it doesn't do it at all. It's pashut that the neshama could do a little bit. It is mezachich. A person who does Torah and mitzvahs comes a much more refined person than a person who doesn't do Torah and mitzvahs. By definition, Torah and mitzvahs have an effect on a person's body. A person who is a Yirei Shamayim, a person who does Torah mitzvahs, the Lashon all the Farsi is more adin, is a sweeter person, more pleasurable person. That's what Torah mitzvah is supposed to do to a person. But it's not the neshama's fullest strength. It would be the fullest strength, it would totally purify. If it would be able to do what it needed to do, it would make a complete shlemus. Mitzad mahus hapula atzmai. The neshama itself, what is its shleimus? How does it get shleimus? When it's meitiv umashlem zulasei, when it's able to do for others. And that's the truth is, that's the job of man. Man also. The Farshim Seir, Reb Chaim Voloshiner, in the Hakdamah to Nefesh HaChayim, he writes a letter to his son, and he writes, Zekal Adam Laila Aksmay Nivra. Man wasn't created for himself. His job is to help others. That's the shlemus of man. That's the shlemus of his neshama. When his neshama is able to be mated to the guf and to others, but especially to his own guf, that's its shlemus. When it can't do that to its fullest degree, can't do it to its fullest power, it's lacking in its shlemus. So it's true it's being kind of the power to get lost in love, boy, but right now at this moment it has a loss. This is what he's saying, every creation, Shlemus by definition is doing your job. Everything in this world achieves Shlemus by doing its job. The Neshama will achieve its full Shlemus by doing its job. If it can't, by definition, it's not achieving shleimus. The chasim is shleimus called man shalayu faleyu. Va'amnam. So what happens now? The teit haneshama mehaguf lech zaleilam haneshamas. The neshama leaves the guf, and it goes to this world of neshamas. In Hisham, over there, there's no guf to hinder it. Mispashetes and mispaheres bizarreo. It starts spreading out and shining, kifi masheroi lafi masel, according to the power that was invested in it in through Torah and mitzvahs. Everything that acquires in the Olam HaNeshamas, the more ruchnius that it acquires, and it grows and grows, again, according to what was invested in it, it becomes stronger and stronger from this that it was weakened in the guf. And it's preparing itself to be at its fullest strength when it comes time to fulfill its potential and its shleimus by going back into that rebuilt guf. That when it's going to go back in, it will be able to finally do its job of going and purifying the guf. V'ulam tzarek sheteida. He has to know. Kigam ata bikanes haneshama bagufa oiver. Apa pishle kansa adayin shlemas v'masel. Hinei mitzad yikara v'zara atzmi hayaroi shetitin zikuf gadol achayman. He has to explain something here. It sounds like the neshama only gets its power through the Torah and mitzvahs that a person does. But the neshama as a bare neshama, there's nothing to it. A person, it's a dead battery. Goes into a person, now let's see what you put into it. You start charging it up. So then, unfortunately, you can't do, it's full of shine in the body. It has to wait till it gets to the Olam HaNeshamas, till it gets its full of shine. Sounds like, but there's nothing when it goes into the guf. No, you have to know. Even now, he said, because HaNeshama guf ha'iver, when it gets in, even though it hasn't been kind of any shleimus yet through actions, but mitzad yikara v'zara, they say, the neshama shenasat to be tahira hi, it starts off tahira. Mitzad the yakar of the neshama itself, it's chashivus, and it's shine. Hayaroi shetitin zikuk gadol ha'chaymer. It wouldn't have brought a person to his full shleimus, but it could have given a person a big jump start. It could have given him a great zikuch. That would be enough that he wouldn't be human anymore. A neshama with no Torah and mitzvah, just being ruchni, going into a guf of a person, let do it, if it's left to do its job, by definition, right away would have made him not ready for Olam Haba, but he wouldn't be man anymore. Amnam, but that's a problem. Then we lost the whole bechira. So gzeirasis baruch shemai, that gzeira doesn't mean a gzeira. The teva that the Rabbeinu Shalala made, kaveshus oisa, he wants it to be suppressed. He wants that the neshama as is, forget after you add the Torah and mitzvahs and suppress. Before that, umalemes kaicha, umameta zara boifin shleimashach bimenu inyan zeh. We want it to be, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to be, that its full kayak has to be hidden, and its shine has to be mismayed, has to be lessened, in a way that it won't happen. Aval teshiv shama luta ba'atzma. The neshama sits there in a person's guf, luta ba'atzma. Luta ba'atzma means, it's the lashon I say, mechuneses umtzumtzemes b'sayi atzma. It's in itself, it's restricted to itself, it can't get out, it can't shine out at all. But it's almost like locked up. Some say absolution. It's like segeris and mesugeris. It's locked up. It can't do anything. A little bit, Hashem allows it, so you'll have a yetzer tov. You'll have a drive to do tov, but only the amount necessary that there'll be bechira. Upayalis beguf ba'isa seder v'ashiyanitu mechachmasi sparshmai. And the only thing that it could do to the guf. And it could, it is pile in the guf, but only again, the amount with ba'isei ha-seder, which means, as we'll see later on, through Torah and mitzvahs, the way that you charge it up, v'ashir, and the amount that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, mechachmasis baruch shemach. V'hinei, kefi ma'aseh ha-tayvim sh'aisei v'aylechas, according to the Torah and mitzvahs he does, ha'yilol ispashiduz darach ma'aseh zacharnu. So there's step number one, neshama as is so powerful, Hashem dims it. It's, you can't. You'll lose your bechira. Okay, now I charge it up with my ma'aseh ha-tayvim. Let it just shine up. No. If it would be, it would be ispashiduz darach ma'aseh zacharnu, which is zacharnu, which would spread out and shine. V'azayam agiyam yimeno azikul l'guf. And right away what would happen, it would purify the guf. But we said the Banasham doesn't want that. It's not happening in this world. This guf can't handle it. This guf's not ready for it. So when this poor neshama, you can imagine now why the neshama, the Banasham tells the has to kick the neshama, so to speak, out of the world, force it into a person. It says the whole neshama doesn't want to go into a child when it's ready to be born. The Banasham is just about karcha, force it in. It's not interested. What does he need this for? To go in. Yes, he'll grow. But look, you have a luta v'atzma. He's locked up into the goof. He can't do his shleimus. And the Olam HaNeshamas, where there's no hindrance from the guf, then finally, not only the natural neshama, plus the charged up neshama with the Torah and mitzvahs, now has time to finally grow. Achein, b'shuva b'guf achar atchia. But then, when it's going to go in the guf after the tchia, this is a different guf. That's not a guf with ra, after tchia samesim. After tchia samesim is a guf that went through a zikuch, it's purified itself in the kever. Now this is a guf of oidav adam rishon kaidem acher. Loitis mai, it's not going to be minimized with loitis alam, it's not going to be hidden. Alfikanis v'chol zarel v'chol kaicha, it's going to go into a person with its full force and its full shine. V'oz miyad tizachich et aguf ha'zikuch gadol. Just going in is going to purify the guf, an unbelievable purification. It's not going to be like any small growth like children have now. It's going to be a great jump. It's going to be an unbelievable jump from the guf, which itself is already pretty pure after tzias ha'meisim. But what's going to happen then, it's going to be an unbelievable jump as the neshama comes in and gives it its full strength. El miyad b'shaltei torah, it's going to shine. O miyad tzachehu zichuch gadol. V'amnam. That's not the end of it. It doesn't mean that now we're going to make the shidduch again between the neshama and the guf. They're going to remain as is. No. They're going to still grow more and more. Right away, he's going to be very chashiv and very elevated. The guf yikabel miyad zikuch rishayin. The first of purifications his guf is going to get. That itself is going to make him much greater than anything possible in his first life in the world that we're in now. But again, the neshama, its power is dependent on what we did in this world. That's how much it's going to be mezachich. That's how much it's going to elevate it. According to the Madrega, he's right to be amongst those who are Zaycha to be in this world of Olam Haba. That's where he's going to be put. That's like the first, the immediate Hana that's going to happen. But then afterwards, as we explained a few times already today and the other time, it's not going to end there. They're going to become greater and greater and greater from the same Torah and Mitzvahs again. It's nothing new. It's only what's in this world. But there's greater appreciations in the Torah and Mitzvahs. There's a greater understanding of the Torah and Mitzvahs with every Ilui and Ruchnius. And they keep on going, Madrega achar Madrega, kifi masharoi lemishu ba Madrega hi. Meaning, he's in the Madrega. Madrega is dependent on how much Torah mitzvahs you did. That's how you're put in that spot. In that spot, there's Iluyim Macher, Iluyim Macher, Iluyim. But you can't go from Madrega to a different Madrega, because that's not the Olam HaVaida. The Olam HaVaida you had in this world. In this world, you had time to do Torah mitzvahs. The Torah mitzvahs is the same Torah mitzvahs you were cutting in this world, as we said, B'chai Olam Nata B'Tzecheinu. We're planting it. It's here. In that Madrega, you'll get more hanan, more hanan, more hanan, the neshama and the guf together. This neshama, that's mezachich es haguf. And this is the true schar that a person gets. His neshama and his guf in this world get together and do avaida. The true schar that you're going to get, the person's going to get, is not when his neshama is separated from his guf. That's the Olam HaNeshama, that everything recharges itself, prepares itself for the Olam Haba, which is the Echad Tchias HaMeisim. And that's when the true Hana a person will get, the Nana from the Arav Hashem and from the Ziv of Hashem, is not the Neshama by itself, is the Neshama after it's Mezachich Es HaGuf, after it purifies the Guf, after the Guf was purified and then repurified with the Neshama, that is the true Schar he's going to get, and then he'll remain wherever that is and go Ilui Achar Ilui and continue L'Neitzach Netzachem. Olam Haba, that's it. It's endless. There's no way even for us to understand what that means. But L'Neitzach Netzachem, a person is going to be Nana from Ziv HaShechina. Okay, we'll stop there for this evening. It's going to be always here now. You didn't get the message, huh? I'm sorry.
No, I knew it last year. I didn't realize it was
that. Oh, yeah. It's going to be here, but I'm sorry.
So it's 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.